Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Feelings are a lot like waves. We can't stop them from coming, but we can choose which ones to surf. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, we learn a little bit more about how to stop intellectualizing our emotions. Enjoy.
Intellectualization is a defense mechanism in which we use our mind to try to keep ourselves from having to experience uncomfortable emotions. It's a kind of emotional suppression where we try to use the mind to analyze an emotion, understand why we're having the emotion, and then try to think of a way in which we don't have to experience the emotion anymore. You've heard me talk frequently about how when we focus on what we don't want, we actually feed what we don't want with more energy and actually end up creating more of what we don't want. It creates more resistance within ourselves. So as you can see, intellectualization does not work. If anything, it does the opposite because it only serves to ultimately strengthen the uncomfortable emotions we are looking to avoid in the first place. Now, the mind itself is not the problem. The mind is a powerful and necessary tool that helps us to solve problems and navigate daily life. It only becomes a problem when we use logic and intellect as a way to try to stop or suppress certain feelings from arising. When was the last time you tried to convince yourself that you shouldn't feel a certain way, and even told yourself a million good reasons why? Did it work? Of course not. As a defense mechanism, we often use intellect to explain away or reject difficult emotions such as anger, sadness, or grief. In life, you've probably noticed that talking and analyzing emotional pain can only get you so far in solving the problem. Solving emotional pain does not happen the same way as, for example, solving a problem you might have with your computer. If your wireless mouse stopped working, you may systematically try to troubleshoot why it isn't working. Maybe you determine it's due to a dead battery. Replace the battery and the problem is solved. But fixing emotional pain doesn't happen in the same way. That's why intellectualization doesn't work. Emotions, like thoughts, are just energy. And when we try to suppress them, it creates a block within us. The only way to unblock the stuck energy is to allow the emotions to express themselves. Emotions are essentially just asking for permission to be there. All emotions are valid. And by denying them, we are essentially telling ourselves that we don't have permission to be human. So any strategy that is meant to get rid of them will not work. Using logic and intellect to fix uncomfortable emotions merely ends up reinforcing them, and a vicious cycle ensues. So when uncomfortable emotions arise, we must train ourselves to stay with them. We must allow these emotions to fully express themselves in the present moment without trying to deny them or have them trigger some kind of defense or coping mechanism. It is this acceptance that ultimately allows us to transcend the emotional pain and be free of it. And when I talk about letting them express themselves, I don't mean going out and yelling at or hitting someone. I'm talking about sitting with the uncomfortable emotion, really letting yourself feel it fully so that it can dissipate and pass through you. This is exactly where mindfulness comes into play. Mindfulness is about observing your emotions without attachment or judgment, while intellectualization tries to think of reasons why they shouldn't exist. Staying present in the moment takes practice, but the benefit is that we can become aware of our full range of emotions. We can learn that we don't have to suppress parts of ourselves and be afraid of our authentic selves. We can develop the emotional intelligence to know whether our emotions are serving us to create the kind of life experiences we desire. In the end, this offers us the freedom of conscious choice.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.